And one more to wrap out the chapter four here. This is 4:6. And we're talking more about what went on every day. This is, again, off topic. We're talking about how many different pyres, that is separate, like sets of logs of fire, were there on top of the Mizbeach. And although we'll have three shitas on how many there are, everybody agrees that there's an additional one special for Yom Kippur. That additional pyre is the one that sits on the western edge of the altar and is there lifnei Hashem to be the source of the coals we talked about before in the parak that are used for the special incense offering of Yom Kippur in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. But aside from that extra one on Yom Kippur, how many were there on every day and on Yom Kippur in addition to that one? So we have three shitas. The first is b'chol yom haya sham arba marachos v'hayom chamesh. Reb Meir's shita is that on a regular day there were four separate pyres and there was a fifth added on Yom Kippur. Those four pyres were, first of all, the maracha gedola, the main primary pyre, which is the place on which the limbs of the olos were burned, etc., and the other emurim, everything was burned there on that maracha gedola. Then you have a second one, which is the source of the coals that would be used for the ketores that was burned in the Kodesh on the Mizbeach HaZahav. It's a separate source of coals, and that's, we talked about how it came with the silver instead of the gold shovel, etc. That was a second maracha pyre. Then there was a third one, which actually didn't do anything. It just stayed lit to have a constant fire on the altar, because the pasuk of Vayikra, Perek Vav, Mishnah Vav, 6:6 says, Eish tamid tukad al hamizbeach. There will always be a continuous fire burning on the Mizbeach. So we have a special pyre to fulfill that mandate. That's the third one. And finally, the fourth one, at least according to Rabbi Meir, was there to burn the fats and limbs that were offered the day before but didn't get fully burned. So we'll remove any of that material onto this fourth pyre to finish burning. And we have now the Maracha Gadol, the main primary pyre, open and ready to do business with today's korbanos. That's Rabbi Meir Shita. Rabbi Yossi Omer, b'chol yom shalosh. On a normal day, there was three. B'hayom arba. And today on Yom Kippur, there are four. The three he has are the fourth one, of course, I said already, is the special one for the coals for the Ketores and the Kodesh HaKadoshim offering. And the other three are the same list of three that Rabbi Meir listed, just according to Rabbi Yossi, you didn't need the extra maracha that was for the leftover fats and limbs that weren't fully burned. That was unnecessary. You could just let them burn on the main pyre, the maracha gedola, so no need for that fourth one. So you're down to three. Rabbi Yehuda is going to drop it down to two. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, b'chol yom shtayim, b'hayom shalosh. Normally there are just two pyres, says Rabbi Yehuda. He says not only do we not need a special fire for the leftover limbs and fat that didn't burn, he also says there's no need to have this special token eish tukad bo fire burning all the time, like ner tamid type fire. That's unnecessary. The fact there are two other pyres on the Mizbeach and they're always kind of going and smoldering, certainly, and there's a fire burning on the main Marach all the time, from day and night, that's sufficient. The halacha is like Rabbi Yossi, that means that there are three on a normal day, so we don't have the extra one for the fats and limbs, but we do have a special fire designated just to be a fire burning all the time for the Kiyum HaEish, and then we also have the Marach HaGadola, the main one, as well as the source of the coals for the incense in the Kodesh, and adding a fourth one on Yom Kippur.